The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Rosh Kollel of Kollel Oil Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. This volume has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Barry Cohn of Los Angeles, California, in memory of their esteemed brother, Rav Menachem Mendel ben Rav Yosef Yitzchak Isaac Cohn Zatzal, Baal Mechaber Sefer Ateres Avi. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for his neshama.
Be'echav Be'ezim and Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Hamnuna, Kol davar she'en bo sakana, is a chayla. That's not a life-threatening situation, just a regular chayli. He's ill. Omer l'nochri v'oysa. You can tell a guy to do malacha for him, whatever needs to be done to alleviate his condition or to make him feel better. The halacha ma'aseh from this gemara is very complex. It's a four-way machlekes rishonim. The halacha that comes out is in Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Chaf Chesef Yud Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch brings four opinions and paskins that it's mutter for a regular chayla. It's mutter to do an iser derabanan with a shinoi, meaning besides what the gemara says here that you could tell a guy to do even a malacha deraisa for a chayla. A yid may do an iser derabanan if he does it in an unusual manner with a shinoi. But that means that he may not do an iser deraisa with a shinoi, even with a shinoi, and he may not do an iser derabanan without a shinoi. That's what comes out from the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishavrura over there. However, both of these nidainim, both of these cases, there are paiskim who are matir. The Rav Shulchan Aruch in Shin Chav Ches Sifyotes, and the Tilo Dovin and Sifkot Chav Beis and Egle Tal and Melachas Teich and Ois Yud Ches are all matter in Issa Dairaisa with the Shinoi, so that it would be mutter even to do a Dairaisa with the Shinoi, not just an Issa Drabana with the Shinoi. The Raya they bring is from the Gemara Ksubis that says Gaineach Yoinik Cholov, a person who's unwell may drink milk directly from an animal if that's the way he needs to drink it, even though it would be usher to do it. But since he's doing it with a shinoi, it would be an iser deraisa. But with a shinoi, it's mutter. And in fact, the Prima Gadim asks this as a kasha: why is that mutter? And the Mishabrura in Tov Tzadik Vav, the Sharatzin Sifkot and Tes, brings this kasha, and he says that case of Goyneach Yonah Kolov is different because it's not the derech of Mefarik, it's not the derech of the Malacha, so that's not considered a Malacha at all. But typically, just to do a malacha with a shinoi in an irregular manner is still the malacha, just as with a shinoi, so therefore it's also to do a deraisa with a shinoi. In any case, that's the machlokes that we have. But according to everybody, to do such a kind of a shinoi which is so extreme that it changes the tzura of the malacha from being a malacha to being shalai kederach hamalacha, it's not the malacha at all, that is definitely mutter. However, the problem is, according to the Mishavrura, we don't really have any clear guidelines as to what is considered a regular shinoi, what's considered an extreme shinoi. We don't know. But halacha l'maisa, there is room to be mekel even without the Mishavrura, meaning to be saimich on the Rav Shulchan Aruch and those paiskim, as Rav Shlomo Zalman paskins in the Shmish Avos Kol Chasa, Perek Lama Gimel, or Yud Zayin, that la'es ha'tzayrich, in a case of need, one can be saimich on these paiskim and allow even an issa deraisa with a shinui for a chayla she'en by sakona. There are other paiskim who allow this as well. Okay. The other issue we mentioned was to do an issa derabanan without a shinui. So, over here it's clear in the Shulchan Aruch that it would be aser, because the Shulchan Aruch only says it's mutter with a shinui. However, there are many rishonim who are matter it. And in fact, the Rama himself, in the Darkei Maisha over here, paskins like them, and he says it's mutter. The Chayyadam in Klal Samachtes Din Yud Beis, the Minchas Shabbos Tzadik Aleph Mem Hei, are also matir. And Halacha, there is Makom to be Seimachanat L'Eis HaTzayrich, as Ramesha says in Igros Moshe, Chayla Gimel Simen Un Gimel, Shmish Avs L'Chos Alam and Gimel Sif Gimel, are matir B'Makom Tzayrich. So it would seem that would be the Halacha, that to do an Issa Drabana with a Shinui is for sure mutter, that even the Mishavrura agrees. To do a Drabana without a Shinui, or a Deraisa with a Shinui, there are Paiskim, respectively, who are matter, and in both cases, B'makom Tzayrich, there is room to be naked. Okay, this is all regarding mostly Surim Drabanan. However, there is one Issa Drabanan, which is more lenient, and that is the Issa of Shchikas HaMamanim, the Gzeira Drabanan. The Chachamim made a Gzeira that it's also to take medication on Shabbos, because one may come to grind the ingredients, how would be our business of their Isis, it is an Isis Rabbanon of taking medication. However, by a chayla, meaning as opposed to somebody who simply has a mechash ba'alma, who's just feeling a little bit out of sorts, something's bothering him, but somebody whose chayli rises to the level of a chayla, which the definition is either he's laid up in bed, or he would like to be laid up in bed if he didn't have to get out of bed, or his whole body is aching, or the like. In those cases, where he's considered a real chayla, so the Taz, in fact, holds that it's still also to take medication, but many achrayim are mekel, and the Mishaburits of Cotton Kufchaf Aleph is mekel like them, and that is the prevalent minig, that people take medication when they have a chayli. Now, Lamaisa, it's somewhat difficult to sheet up the Mishaburah here, because in three other places the Mishaburah seems to be machmer about the Gzeir of Shchika Samamanim, even by a Chayla, and that is the Mishaburah in Sivkan Pehe, and in Kuf Lamed, and in Kuf Nun. So it would seem that the way to answer all these kashas is to say that there's a difference between a medication, which is something that's taken like food, as opposed to other types of refuah, other types of healing, which is not taken by means of ingestion, like food, like pills and liquids and things like that. Meaning that something that's taken like food, again, pills and liquids, medication, is more lenient. The reason is because it is more similar to a maisa briyim. It's something that healthy people do as well. It looks like you're eating. So instead of eating a piece of food, you're eating a pill. But it's very similar to eating as opposed to other types of healing methods which have no shaykhs, which are not related at all to eating, and they are clearly medical in nature, and those are more stringent. And the Beis Meir sounds like he holds like this, and the Mishabru also is mashma like this. So it would seem that that would be the best way to be miyashiv, to answer up the contradiction of the Mishabru. Now, Ramesha in the Gris Moshe Archaim Gimel Simen Nun Gimel, that's the same simen we mentioned before, says that even a chayla who's taking medication should do it with a shinui if it's possible. Again, so a chayla who's taking medication, even though he just said that many paiskim are mekel, and it seems that the Mishabura is mekel also. However, Ramesha says that it's better to take it with a shinui. I think that the minhag ha'olam is to be mekel, not like Ramesha. And I saw, in fact, the Chutz Shani from the Sinkrelitz in Chelek Dalad, Amud Kuf Tzadik Zayin, says that the minhag is to be mekel. And somebody wants to be machal like Ramesha, Talveh Olav Bracha, but I think the minhag ha'olam is to be mekel, to take medication, even without a shinui. Again, everything we're talking is by a chayla. If somebody has only a mechash ba'alma, he just is not feeling that great, then there's no heter b'chlal whatsoever to take medication. What's the halacha to take medication for somebody who began taking it before Shabbos? So if somebody's a chayla, let's say somebody has strep throat, he's considered a chayla, because if he wouldn't take the medicine, he would be really sick. So then for sure it's mutter based on what we were just talking before. Well, let's say somebody has allergies or something like that, which doesn't rise to the level of chayli. It's just a mechash. So if he started taking medicine before Shabbos, is that a heter? So Ramesh in that same tshuva says it's pashut. He says there's no reason to say that that's mutter. Of course that's awesome. However, he does not bring it to our paiskim who are mekel, and Shlomo Kluger in the Sefer HaChaim is mekel if he began before Shabbos. And Rav Yashiv in the Kavit Tshuvas Chelek Aleph Simen Mem says we can rely on that. And it is also brought in Svarim in the name of the Chazainish that he was also Mekel. The reason for the Heter would seem to be because the whole Gzeira is that a person is Baal. He gets very nervous when he gets sick and he may come quickly to grind his medicine. But if he started taking medicine before Shabbos, there's no reason to be Chayshish for that. We don't have to suspect he'll do that because he would have prepared his medicine before Shabbos. It's not like all of a sudden on Shabbos he got sick and he wants to take medicine. The Shemir Shabbos Kol Chosu Perek Lama Dalet Ha'or Ayin Vav, and also in Chayla Gimel, in that spot, brings that to Shlomo Zalman, also was Mekel, at least in a case where if you don't take the medicine on Shabbos, it'll cause some kind of a hezek, some kind of a damage. He'll have some kind of a problem from it. Shlomo Zalman is Mekel. And Shlomo Zalman says another heter, which is that if the medication needs to be taken for more than 7 days in a row, he says in that case for sure it's mutter to take it on Shabbos, if you started before Shabbos. Why? Because in that case, if we don't allow you to take the medicine, you'll never have a refuah. You'll never get healed, because you need 8 days in a row. And every 7 days is Shabbos. So he says, it's not mistabe that Chazal, Chachamim would say that you can't take medication in such a case. So again, there's two different cases. The first case was, not that you necessarily need it for more than 7 days. Maybe it's a 3-day regimen, but you started on Thursday or Friday. So in that case, we said Rishlam Zalman's Mekel, if it would be Goyrim Hezek, if you don't do it. Then the second case we're saying is if the regimen of medication is more than 7 days, in that case it would be Mutter even without it causing Hezek, because he's saying the Chachamim would not have said it's Usr in such a case. What's the halacha if somebody is a chayla and he's taking medication and he also has a mechush, which has nothing to do with the chayli? Somebody has, let's say, strep throat, and he also has an allergy, which is completely unrelated. And once he's taking one medication, can he take the other one? So it would seem absolutely pashut that he may not. What does one have to do with the other? And Ramesh in that same tshuva, in fact, says that. He says he's no heter to do it. He has a heter of ribi b'shiurim, of adding on extra when you take it if it's the same medication. Okay. But to take another medication without ribi b'shiurim would be awesome. I saw a fascinating chiddush in the Sefer Dror Yikra, brings B'Shem Rav Yashiv, that he said that it's mutter. Why? He says mitzvara. Because such a person was a chayla, the chacham didn't make any gzeira. So therefore, once he's a chayla, he could take medication for something else as well. It's very hard to accept that Rav Yashiv said this. It's brought there in his name. It's not in any particularly reliable Mipi HaShmua over here, so I wouldn't be the fact checker if Rav Yashiv said it. In any case, Rav Moshe says it's Osir, and it's very mistaken like Rav Moshe is saying, so I think we would have to assume that it would be Osir.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.